Good morning. Today I'll be reading Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. And he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much better than the angels, as he has inherited a more excellent name than they. Okay, I'm finished.
Okay.
I know, right?
Not really.
Not really. I've always wanted to be tall, dark, and handsome, but none of them. None of them. Well, I am dark. Dark. That's it. One of the three. Anyway, are we good? If you know God is good, say amen. God is definitely good. I'm glad to be here. I hope you're glad to be here. You could have been any place in the world, but you chose to be here worshiping God on this day. So that's a beautiful thing. Christmas time is here already. It's crazy. Also, I can't believe it. And then the New Year's coming up. That's coming. So life is definitely happening like super fast right now. One thing I love about this time of the year is the time that you get to spend with family, the traveling with do. We get to see family, get to see friends, the memories that are created, some of the friendships, some of the relationships that are mended between families. I know sometimes families can get a little rambunctious. We can fight at times, go through some things, and we don't spend Christmas, Thanksgiving, any of those days together, time together, period. But now there are times where families get together, and that is, it's a beautiful thing when we can mend relationships and do truly have that mending of the relationships and having fun with families and friends, getting over the pride and the ego and the selfishness at times. But I think truly that is the gift that really keeps on giving, when we can put aside all the small things and get together and have that family time that really and truly matters. Deeper than the gifts that we can receive from friends, family, even our foes, yes, or that we can receive from families, everything. What's deeper than all those gifts is the gift that we have from our Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ. He has given us so much. So what I want us to do right now is just take a deep breath. Breathe in. Forget about the world around you and just relax, because this is a time to definitely relax. Jesus has given us this time to be together and to seek this peace and enjoy each other's company. But we are here to worship our Father who is in heaven. Definitely. We are here to worship Him. So I want us to put away all those things, the trials, the tribulations, everything that's outside, none of that matters right now. We are in the presence of God, and I want us to just relax in His presence. And there are a lot of things that we have. There are a lot of blessings we have because Jesus exists. Amen? There are a lot of blessings, there are a lot of situations and circumstances that have happened in our lives, all because Jesus exists. And I want to explore just a few of those things. The things we have, the situations we find ourselves in, because Jesus does exist. And because Jesus exists, one of those things is we can seek peace, true peace, even in the presence of pain. Amen? We can seek peace, true peace, in the presence of pain. I want you to go to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 1 through 6. We've read this earlier, but I want to read it again. It says, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, also believe in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would not have told you. For I go and prepare a place for you. Verse 3, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you will also be. And you know the way of where I'm going. Then Thomas asked the question and said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How do we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, I am the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me, he says. And I want to say, sometimes it is really hard to seek that peace in the presence of pain due to our desires and the desires that God has for our life. I say sometimes our desires that we have for our life conflict with the desires that Christ has in our lives. And sometimes we are good in situations. We are good financially. We are good emotionally and mentally. We're fine. But we know life, right? Life can change like that in a heartbeat. It can change like that in a heartbeat. Health, not guaranteed. We live comfortable in our desires at times. But then God wants us to really, really focus and be able to seek that true peace, and even in the presence of pain. Because like I said, we know in a moment things can change. You can be financially stable here one minute and be unstable in the next. We know that our health can be great. I feel great today. I feel amazing. But I do not know what tomorrow, I don't know what tomorrow brings. But I do know, even in the deepest pain, we can seek peace. My grandma, or close to my grandma, and close to my uncle and aunt, those three died in the last few months. And it's like, man, I loved them, had great relationship with them, and things change. Things change. But even in the presence of pain, we can seek peace. Why? All because Jesus, the Christ, exists. He gives us a hope. He gives us a salvation. And he gives us something to look forward to, even in the toughest of times. Go to John chapter 14 and drop over to verse 25. He says, these things I have spoken to you, while abiding with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said, that I've said to you. He says, peace, again, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled. Again, he's giving him that comforting words. Do not let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be troubled. Nor let it be fearful. And this is in the moments where Jesus is speaking to his disciples and he's letting them know, listen, I'm going to go somewhere, guys. You've lived with me. You love me. We've learned so much together. We've traveled together. We've been ran out of cities together. You know, like your brothers. We're people. Those are my people. You know what I mean? I was going to say something else. But there are people. We've gone through different troubles and struggles together. We've grown together mentally and emotionally. And I don't want to see you leave, Jesus. And Jesus says, don't be troubled. Don't be troubled. You heard that I said to you, I go away, and I will come to you. If you love me, you would have rejoiced because I go to the Father, and the Father is greater than I. Now I have told you before, I've told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. Verse 30, I will not speak much more with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. He has nothing in me. Verse 31, but so that the world may know that I love the Father, I do exactly as the Father has commanded me. And he says, get up and let's go from here. But he tells them, don't be troubled. I give you peace. This is the peace that the world cannot give. This is the peace the world can't give. So because Jesus exists, we can seek peace, that true peace, in the presence of pain. When things are going absolutely wrong, which they do, life happens, death happens, sorrows, crying, tears, struggles, pain, mentally, physically, things happen. And we have to be prepared. And Jesus says we can have true peace. Because we have Jesus. Because he exists. And I think that is the gift that continues to give. Also in Isaiah, you don't have to go there, but I'm going to go to Isaiah 53. And this is the beautiful. This is a beautiful scripture, and I hope that we can adopt this scripture and really make it a part of our lives. It says, surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. This is Jesus, speaking of Jesus. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgression. He was crushed for our sin and iniquity. The chastisement for our well-being fell upon him. And by his scourging and beating, we are healed. All of us were like sheep having gone astray, seeking for something, seeking our desires. Each of us has turned away to his own way, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. He wants us to know that we can seek peace in the presence of pain because he exists. I can't find this in myself. It doesn't originate within myself, but this can only come from the Father who has given us his Son so that we can have something to look forward to and have a hope in the future, and that we can seek peace while even in the presence of pain. And I think that's a beautiful, beautiful promise that he's given us. But not only is that the promise he's given us, not only can we just seek peace in the presence of pain because God exists, Jesus exists, but we also have the promises that are better than the ones before. We have the old law, which couldn't give life, but it had brought death because it convicted of us of our sins. But now he's given us Christ Jesus. These promises, the new covenant, these promises are better than the ones before. Go to Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8. I love the scriptures. If we use them right, we can be encouraged even in the darkest hour. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6. He says, but now he has obtained a more excellent ministry by as much as he is also the mediator of a better covenant. Why? Because we have God's grace. The old law didn't give us grace, but this new law, the new covenant, gives us grace, he says, which has been intact on better promises. So why would we not acknowledge that these have been, we have better promises, so we should be living better as Christians. We should be living fully for God in the ways, the promises that he's given us. Also, go to Philippians, and I want us to really take hold of this thought. I know we've read it a million times, but I want to really soak and bathe in this thought. Go to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. We have promises that are better than before. These promises bring rest and bring the truth and bring comfort to a heart that may be struggling. Chapter 4, verse 12. He says, I know how to get along with humble means. I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and then also suffering need. I truly can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Verse 14, nevertheless, you have done well to share with me in my afflictions. This is Paul relying on the people there where he's at in Philippi. Then he says, while he's in prison, speaking to the people in Philippi. Verse 15, you yourselves also know the Philippians that the first were preached to the gospel out left in Macedonia. No church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, but you alone. For even in Thessalonica, you sent a gift more than once for my need, not that I seek the gift itself, but I seek for the profit which increases to your account, that giving and making that sacrifice. Verse 18, but I have received everything in full and have an abundance. I am amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you have sent, a fragrant aroma and an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God will supply all your needs according to the riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Again, these promises bring... We have better promises, a better covenant. We should have a better attitude. We should have a better. We should revive our strength when it comes to our devotion toward God. And I want us to really think about what he's saying here. He says, "All things I can do, all things through Christ who strengthens me." I want us to really think about that And he goes on, and keeping it in context, he says, I've been poor. I've been rich. I've struggled. Pain, emotional. I've struggled 5 days, physical. I've struggled in all areas of life. And there is one key to it all. And he says, Jesus. All because Jesus exists. Again, because Jesus exists, we can seek peace in the presence of pain, and we can also understand the promises when we look forward to the promises that God has given us. Has there been anybody in here that's ever been broke down, poor, mentally, emotionally, just struggling? Some of us right now, emotionally. It's the holidays. We've lost people. This is our first holiday with some that it's our first time going through the holidays without somebody. We struggle, but we can look forward to something. And we can still find peace in that presence of pain. We can also rest on the promises of God. He says, I have found the secret. It's not the financial wealth. It's not the how good I feel or how good I look, because I've been to the top and I've definitely been to the bottom. And all that matters is Jesus. Amen. That's it. Amen. Take a look at the people next to you. Your family, your friends, the loved ones that you've fought with over the years, that you've grown with, all of it. Through the pain and the struggle and strife, we're still here right now in this moment, and we can worship God because He's given us a brighter day. Amen? Amen. He's given us a brighter day. He's given us safe travel. He's given us, man, He's given us everything. And even if death comes, we are still good. Because He said, I have given you the promise of eternal life as long as you're following Me, He says. The promises are better, even better than before, and those were perfect in the way they were given. We just couldn't be perfect. And so that law brought death, but this law gives life in the grace of God. But also we have the opportunity. Not only can we seek peace in the presence of pain, not only do we acknowledge and rest on the promises of God that bring that rest in that future, and that give us a bright future, but also He says because Jesus exists, we have an opportunity to know God and grow closer in spirit and in the truth of what He's given us. I love that we can have that in God. Go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Say amen if you know you're blessed.
Amen.
Amen. God is definitely good. 2 Corinthians 9. I'm not going to give you the verse yet because I don't want you jumping ahead. So, we get to know God. God has blessed us. He's given us an opportunity to know Him. Man, I think we should be doing studies after study on God's love, His purity, God's righteousness, the promises of God, God's justness, God's wrath, God's punishment. God is an intricate being. He's intricate. And I think there's so many different areas that we can learn about our God who brings us the salvation. I think that we do well to pay attention to His words. And we do well to follow His words as a lamp in a dark place, Scripture would say. And these I want us to be thinking about the things in life that we go through. I want us to think about God and how we have an opportunity to grow closer to Him. And look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. He gives like the gifts, the ultimate gifts. I don't care what you give me or what you give someone else. God is like always going to top your gift. Like, period. If you're competitive, don't compete with God on the gift giving, because He's definitely on that level. You feel me? Anyway, verse 10, He says, now He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for bread for food will supply and will multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. Verse 11, you will be enriched in everything for all liberality which through us is producing thanksgiving to God. Verse 12 says, for the ministry of service is not only fully supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing through many thanksgivings to God. Because of the proof given by this ministry, they will glorify God for your obedience to your confession of the gospel of Christ and for the liberality of your contribution to them all and to all. While they also, by praying on your behalf, they yearn for you because of your surpassing grace of God that is in you. And then it goes on, it says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Thank you, God, for your indescribable gift. The gift of all gifts. He's given us salvation. He's given us family. He's given us love, kindness, forgiveness. He's given us humility. He's given us all of these gifts to grow in him. So thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. The most precious gift that he's given us is Christ Jesus that we know. And these are the things that we can boast in. Now go to 1 Corinthians excuse me, chapter 1, verse 1 through 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 1 through 6. I think in order for us to know God and to grow in God mentally, spiritually, grow stronger in faith, there's something that we have to do. We first have to answer that calling that he's given us. Once we answer that calling and once we have committed ourselves to following Christ Jesus, he says this, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, Paul called as an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, our brother, to the church of God which is in Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling, with all who is in every place, call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which has been given to you in Christ Jesus. Verse 5, that in everything you were enriched in him, in all speech and in all knowledge, even as a testimony and concerning Christ was confirmed in you, so that you are not lacking in any gift, awaiting eagerly for the revelation of Lord Jesus the Christ. So he says, we have these gifts. But what are these gifts that he has given us? The gifts that he's given us are the gift of activity that we can share with the world, share with our community, share with one another in the church. He says, I've given you everything pertaining to life, everything to pertaining to godliness. I've given you everything, God says. And he says, well, because you have all these things, we, you and I, should be active in the process. We should be bringing that freedom to the prisoner. We should be bringing that comfort to the one who is in pain, the brokenhearted. We've got to be bringing these things. And this is our activity in God, because he's given us everything we need in order to restore those who are in need. And not only does, and that's the beautiful thing that we read in 2 Corinthians, not only does it help others, this helps you by doing and being active and giving. So let us not grow weary in doing these wonderful and marvelous things in Christ Jesus, because he's given, because he exists, we have we possess these qualities. Amen. We got to be excited. We have to be willing to make those sacrifices. Be willing to seek that peace in the presence of pain. Be willing to rest and put your spiritual well-being in the promises that God has made, because we serve under a better covenant. So if we serve under a better covenant, we should be working harder and better, because the salvation and the gifts are indescribable. And he says those all can be yours if we just focus and stay on task to what God has given us. He's given us everything that we need. And here's the last thing he's given us. I love this. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I want us to really think about this, and I want us to really focus. This isn't going to be the last time you ever hear me say this. Chapter 5, verse 18. Now all these things are from God. All these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. Let me ask anybody. Did anybody in here come to God on their own and didn't need Jesus? I'll wait. Like, Anybody? It all came through Jesus. Amen? It all came through Jesus. So we are all in the same boat. We all need the blood of Christ Jesus in order to be saved through faith. We all need that. Amen? Amen. Ain't nobody up in here that got in without Jesus. Y'all aren't, nobody's that good. No one. So because Jesus exists, we have the ministry of reconciliation. That's major. That's everything. Because this was us. In the beginning, God was with us. We were young. We were innocent. Man, those days. In my head, I'm floating around like innocence. Like, yes. Ah, flowers, lilies everywhere. Not lily, but lilies everywhere. And then we got a taste of life. And then we broke up with God. God, we really don't need you. I mean, I'm good. Right? We're good. And we kind of went apart. And God says, no, you're not good. You're not good. And I need to send somebody down there for you. And because Jesus exists, we have reconciliation. We can be brought back to that friendly, restoring, and lovely relationship that brings us to salvation. Then he goes on and says, namely that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors or representatives for Christ as though God were making an appeal through us. So when you're speaking to someone who doesn't believe in God, and you're in Christ, God is literally in you, making an appeal for them to come to Christ. That's major. So that goes on with your influence and what are you representing. Verse 20 says, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Be reconciled to God. Verse 21, he made him who knew no sin, Jesus. He made Jesus who knew no sin, made him become sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Again, he died as you so that he could live. He died as you so we could live as him in righteousness. That is a gift beyond gifts. That you and I have an opportunity to be in the presence of God forever, all eternity. That is a blessing. So no matter what we go through, because Jesus exists, we can seek peace in the presence of pain. Even in our darkest hour, we can seek peace in the presence of pain. We also can put our spiritual well-being and we can rest on the promises of God. Amen?
Amen.
And because Jesus exists, we can have salvation. I don't know why I get emotional every time I talk about salvation. Because we don't deserve it, but God is good and he's amazing. I'm trying to breathe, Doug. Okay. God is good. And because Jesus exists, we have power. Because Jesus exists, we can have confidence. Because Jesus exists, we can speak boldly on God's behalf. Because Jesus exists, we can be humble and gentle. And we can have confidence and reassurance, even when no one will believe us. So let us be thankful this Christmas time, during the time with your family. Be safe with your friends. Just be thankful. Because we only have those things. Why? Because Jesus exists.
Amen.
So if you know God is good, say amen.
Amen.
If you know you haven't been living right, say amen.
Amen.
All right, say what? But now I want to, God thanks you all for being here in this moment, taking the time out of your busy week, sacrificing this time, knowing that you could have been somewhere else, but we devoted our time to God, and I want us to continue devoting our time each day to God, living with him moment by moment in the struggle and even in our happiness. Don't abandon God in the happy times, because it's all because of him that any of this exists. So if you have a need this morning, you haven't been living in the grace of God, if you haven't been living in the nurturing wings of God, and you haven't been in that protection, and your faith has been weak, and you're struggling, now is the time. You can come forward on the front row. Nobody's judging you. Well, I'm not judging you, because we all messed up and broken up in here. Like, keeping it real, we're all broken and messed up. But at the end of the day, we can seek God, and He can give us restoration, love, kindness, and the confidence that we need in order to make it through these dark days. And then that eternal day is coming. That eternal day is coming. So if you have a need this morning, now is the time as we sing the song of encouragement.